Lady, I would just like to give a brief introduction of Sister Shivani. Sister Shivani is a well-received and well-known spiritual teacher across different parts of the world. She is a gold medalist in electronics and communication engineering from the Pune University and an entrepreneur. She is associated with the Brahma Kumaris for around 20 years now and is credited with demystifying various dimensions of spirituality and make it as accessible for the masses through the flagship program of Awakening with Brahma Kumaris for quite some years now. Most respected Sister Shivani.
Om Shanti. Good morning. How does it feel today? Nice to hai. It's difficult to feel bad after coming here. Obviously it feels nice, but we need to specify what's the feeling, what's in the air which we are catching. What's the feeling? Peace, positive energy. What else? Haji? Happiness. Acha. And? Bliss. Purity. Feeling light. What else? Tranquility. Very, very peaceful. Now today, fearless. You can keep the phone down. The session is getting recorded. You know, the beautiful part today is we like to capture everything, whether it's using the camera or whether it's using the recorder. We want to capture it to be used later on. But if right now my attention and my energy is more focused on capturing it, then I'm not experiencing it and absorbing it. I'm only capturing it. And if I don't experience and absorb a scene in the present, I will not be able to do it later on. And it's not just about here, it's just anywhere. Just because we have a camera in hand, every little scene, photo, photo, photo. The moment passes away. We haven't experienced the moment. We haven't taken the vibration of the moment. We haven't given our vibration to the moment. We've only captured it. And then what do we do after capturing it? No. Nowadays there's a very big agenda why we capture it. We don't forget it. It's either going to go on Facebook and it's going to go on WhatsApp. Now once I've posted it on Facebook, what do I want? Likes. And if someone doesn't like what I have posted, I was supposed to like the moment. I was supposed to like that moment. Like that moment in the sense, enjoy the vibration of that moment. But I was busy capturing that moment so that people unknown to that moment should like that moment later on. And if they don't like the photo of my moment, I unlike them. Oof, yes. See? So this is also a habit. It's a habit. Anything beautiful, photo. Enjoy that beauty and capture it here. Just because everybody is clicking, we don't need to. Habits are very infectious. You see one doing it, very soon 10 doing it, and very soon we all doing it, and then we say, this is normal. It's normal to do that. We have come here. We could do all these programs, all these sessions back in our companies where we are. But there's a purpose why we are here. We are here for more than just listening and sharing. We are here for feeling, experiencing, absorbing and most important, creating this back there. Is it possible to create this same environment back there? You can't bring this place there. No, we don't have to bring the place there. We have to take the vibration there. Not just the experience. Whatever you are feeling here, we create that as the atmosphere of our workplace and home, and everyone there should feel that. Can you bring both the environments in front of you right now, the environment of your workplace and the environment of this place? Can you switch between feeling both? Yes? What's the difference between the two energies? What's the difference? Can you take your mind quickly to that energy? Yes? Then quickly here, then back there, now here. What's the difference between the two workplaces? This is also a workplace. Your workplace at least shuts down for a Saturday, Sunday. This place never shuts down. This place is working 365 days a year. There is no Diwali, no Holi, no holiday, no Sunday, nothing. So it's a bigger workplace than your workplace. But there's a difference in the way the work is happening. Feel the energy first. Then we'll see the reason behind the energy. What's the difference between what we're feeling here and what we're feeling back there? Here it is light, there it is heavy. Keep noting down. Light and heavy. Anything else? What's the feeling? That's competition. Here there is cooperation. Anything else? Here there is peace. There is? It's anxious. You're anxious, you're stressed. Okay, what else? Rhythm difference. What is the rhythm difference? We are slow over here, but the ones who are working back end are working very fast. We are slow because we're not doing anything much here. But those who are working, you know, back end in our city, if we have to organize one conference, people will start organizing it months before. Months and months before, there is an organization of a conference, then there's an event management company, and everybody's walking around with that walkie-talkie. Hey, aisa karo, aisa karo, aisa karo, aisa karo. Here, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's a conference. By Monday or Tuesday, this group will go. Thursday, the next one will be here. Barely any time in between to even get all the rooms and the beds and everything cleaned up. So every weekend there's a conference, and this is normally not the size of a program. You're a very special group. Otherwise all the programs every weekend are held in the hall above. Just last to last weekend I was here for a program for doctors. 1200. You're the only group where the figure was restricted to within 300. On your way down, you will see the complex, which is Shantivan. There's a program going on there for an art and culture wing. Right now, the strength is 4,000. And you are 200. So very special. For some reason, very special. Now we have to figure out what that reason is, why these children are so special to him. But there is some reason. He's not called you in a big gathering, sitting scattered, but he's brought you very focused, special nurturing. So imagine a venue where every weekend there are going to be thousands of people leave by Tuesday, Thursday the next lot, and we have to take care of them right from the railway station, the airport, everything, and then back. It's not small work. It's not. So there's a lot of work going on. So there is a lot of work going on, but the mind is not going like this. There's a difference between lot of work and the mind going up and down. We can be very busy outside and be very easy inside. And we can be doing nothing outside but very busy inside. Possible? We could be doing a lot and the mind thinking less. We could be doing nothing and the mind thinking a lot. So when the mind thinks a lot, that's when it goes. So now we have here peace, we have cooperation, we have lightness, we have purity created by... How did the fragrance come here? 20 years back, this terrain was barren. I've seen this place where it was just a hill. This land was granted as non-agricultural land by the government of Rajasthan. They said nothing can happen over here. And that's the reason why we got it at a very, very low price, because it was of no use to the government. They said nothing can happen over here, nothing can grow over here. That's 25 years back, 1990. So then started the construction. Just a normal building, normal rooms like the way we have back home. Then from where has the fragrance come? Why is the perfume different than what we have at our workplace or home? Yes? It's a fragrance, no? This is also a fragrance. It's the energy, it's the vibration, it's what we feel. Why is it different? And who created this vibration? Hanji? So what's the driving force behind? Even back home, go to different houses and you will find a different vibration of every house. All houses don't have the same energy. Yeah? Different houses will have different energy based on the thought pattern of the people living in that place. Go to a temple, vibration is different. Go to a mall, vibration is different. This vibration is created by us. By all of us. When all of us go to the temple, we're going with a very different thought process. There's a lot of purity in our thoughts. There's cleanliness. There's positivity. We go home, thoughts change. So there's a change in the vibration of a temple and home. Can we create the same vibration at home? Can we create the same vibration at home? Can we create the same vibration in our workplace? There is some reason why you have come from your company. That's because you're the powerful one who's going to go back and create this vibration. Unless you taste it, you can't create it. Now, if I want to create the same vibration at my workplace, that means what do I have to do? Spend these 2 days, look at all the work that is happening here and look at all the people doing the work. They are also working. Back home, we don't begin our day before 6 o'clock. Over here, it begins at 3:30. So there's lots to do. If you go to the dining hall at around 4:30, you're going to see all the Matajis there making chapatis. But everything is happening with ease. Why is everything happening with ease? Because the mind is at ease. For the mind to be at ease, it is not necessary that we have to be in an ashram. I can be here and yet be very disturbed. and I can be back there and yet be absolutely at ease. It's a personal choice and a personal decision that we have to make. When we joined engineering college, we had a name object. Admission today, 4 years out, I will be an engineer. When we join this college, do you know what we have to become over here? Aim object. What do we have to become here? We need to know what we have to be here. Uto hai already, human beings. Hanji? The aim objective of this university is to become an angel. Ready? 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 And honestly, I'm telling you, becoming an angel is much easier than becoming an engineer. It can take 4 years to become an engineer. To become an angel, what do you think? How much time does it take? To become an angel, how much time does it take? 3 days, so sweet. 3 days. So your 3 days have started, right? So Monday morning, who's going to go back from here? And family and friends are not going to recognize. Oh, inko kya ho gaya? Yes, it's only one thought. There is a situation. If I react, I'm an ordinary human being. If I beautifully respond, I'm an angel. Choice to be made in every situation, every scene. The world today is talking about angels. There is a whole concept of angel healing, invoking the angels. Those angels will come, they will guide us, they will heal us. Here we say, don't invoke angels. Become the angels who will heal others. So because you have the potential of being an angel, that's why you got selected by him to come here. Now with your name, attach the word angel so and so. Ready? Now, bring the two in front of you. You as you are now and angelic you. Look at both very clearly. I as I am as of now. Not here, because here everybody is already angels, but I as I was till Thursday, and I the angelic form. And try and pinpoint very clearly what little transformation is needed to shift from this to this. Pinpoint, because it may be different for everybody. I have to pinpoint. Obviously, it's only a mindset. But what about me was non-angelic till Thursday, and now that is going to come because I'm going to become an angel. Yeah, but what? We have to specify for ourselves. Select for you. Which habit, which sanskar, which way of thinking, way of speaking, way of behaving to become an angel. Don't think of other people and what they could have done to become angels. Don't think of your spouse at home and say, if he or she could just do this one thing, our house would become. Just me. Only me. Okay, now share. What do you think we have to do to shift to becoming an angel? Anybody? Anji? Leaving the leaving anger. Anger and angel to... Anger and angel? Anger and angel doesn't go together. We are very clear. We know all the answers. We know what will not go with an angel. So anger doesn't go with angel. One. Two. That's what. So one is anger. We have to pinpoint what's the reaction. One was anger. What else? Ego. Ego and anger, angel doesn't go together. So how would an angel need to be? Visualize. How does the angel need to be? No ego. So which means? Polite. Humility. Humility. Is it okay if we go back without ego? We are not talking of angels in Gyan Sarovar. We are talking of angels in HCL, angels in TCS. Is it okay to go back to work without ego and anger? Yes? Will work happen if we leave these two things behind here? Yesterday Balabhai was saying faster, better, cheaper, I don't know, but angels will definitely work faster and better. I don't know the dynamics of the cheaper part, but faster and better, definitely, because if you're lighter, no burden here, at ease, complete clarity, no baggage, clean, you'll definitely work faster and definitely work better. This is a myth back there that anger gets work done. How many of us create anger once in a while? How many once daily? And anger not necessarily here, anger can be here. Once daily. And now we cannot because we are angels. We cannot. I know no one told you that before registering for the retreat. But then you might not have come. Why we cannot, or why we should not? What does anger do to us? What does anger do to us? Hanji? It gives pain later on. Once you realize it, so it gives me pain later on. What does it do to me while I'm creating it? I lose energy. One. Second, I create negative thoughts. Logical thinking gets affected. What else? I affect my relationships. What else? Very important one part left. My health. My health. And I thought I was shouting at them. Who's the one who gets affected most? The one who's getting angry or the one who's it's inflicted on? The bichara kon? Who is the bichara, the poor one? You know, we look at the scene, suppose he had to be shouting at him, and we would look and we'll say, oh, really, he's being shouted at. The one who's being shouted at doesn't lose anything much. And if over a period of time we build our immune system, then we don't get affected at all. Especially people we work with, we don't get affected at all. They will say, "Ha, theek hai. 10 minutes now, this will go on. It's okay. It's daily drama that happens over here." Which means internally they are absolutely disconnected from the energy that we are radiating to them. The recipient has a choice whether to absorb the energy or no. The creator has no choice. The energy that I create, I am the first one who's going to experience it because I'm creating it. Now it's a part of my personality, my physical health. Then I radiate it to the other person. They have a choice whether to absorb it or not. I don't have a choice. Now if I get into the habit saying anger gets work done, gets me respect, I start using that tool. Very soon it's gone into a... How many of us are aware and give ourselves the time to choose whether to get angry or not? Yesterday Balabhai asked, how much time does it take to get angry? 5 seconds. How much time? There's no time gap. It's a very automatic reaction. The other day I was at a program and we said we'll take it up as a homework that next 1 week, no anger week. So we will not create anger for the next 1 week. A brother called me up that night and very sweetly he says, it was good, the homework was fine for the rest of the people that they won't create anger for 1 week, but I don't create anger, it comes to me automatically. So what do I have to do? No awareness and no responsibility at all that this is my creation and I have a choice whether to do it or not. Why? Because after having done a number of times, it has gone into an automatic mode. This morning, you must have seen in the session, it's mind, intellect, sanskar, that is the soul. Mind will create a thought, intellect will take a decision, it will come out into action, done repeatedly a number of times, sanskar. Remember the first day we learned driving? Remember the first day we learned driving? Full attention on the car. Here is this. If someone talked to us at that time, we'll then keep quiet, I have to concentrate. Would you listen to the radio the first day you were learning to drive? No. Would you even dare to pick up the mobile phone the day you were learning to drive? No. Why? Because the mind and the intellect are doing something new. Full concentration, learning, absorbing. After 10 days. Now, how do you drive the car? Now you will say, radio kidhar hai? Now, how do you drive the car? Now you will say, radio kidhar hai? So now while driving, we can listen to the radio, we can talk to people in the car, I myself have my breakfast while driving the car sometimes, and some of us can even talk on the phone. All this, and who's driving the car? We are talking, listening to the radio, on the phone and eating. Who's driving the car? Who is driving the car then if we are doing all this? Who's driving the car? The automatic sanskar is driving the car. It doesn't need to be there in the present. We can go from one end to the other place without even looking at the way, because even the route has gone into an automatic sanskar. We will talk on the phone for 1 hour and they'll say, "Acha, we've reached home. Okay, good. We didn't have to see you on the way." Because the driving and the route has gone into an automated sanskar. We don't have to consciously choose. So once something goes into an automatic sanskar, we need to do nothing. How did anger go into an automatic sanskar? How did it happen? How did it happen? Do it once. Do it twice, do it thrice, see your parents doing it, see your teachers doing it, seeing people around doing it, seeing it worked. We saw it worked, we started using it 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, automatic. After that we need to do nothing. Here is the stimulus and here is my anger. Now, do I want to change that sanskar? Do I want to change that sanskar? Yes. Why? Why do I want to change it? Mind, body, relationship, environment. I want to create this environment at my place. Here you will not find people shouting at each other even though they are working. Work is not perfect here. Things do go up and down. But the priority here is that my state of mind should be perfect. Back end, our priority is work should be perfect. Doesn't matter if we are in chaos here. So we can be chaotic here, creating perfect work outside. Because we were taught that the priority is that work should happen. The only difference is here we are taught, I should be perfect here, rest will automatically happen. If we go back from here only with this priority very clear, I have to be perfect here, the rest will automatically happen. The seed, the rest is the tree. We don't nurture the seed and we want the tree to be healthy. And then we go around watering every fruit and leaf the whole day. We do so much to take care of physical health. We do so much for our relationships. We do so much for work. We are doing so much for the world. And yet things seem to be. Can you imagine going and watering every leaf and fruit of the tree? How much time would it take? How much time would it take? Go and choose one tree outside. And you're going to water every tree and leaf over there. How much time will it take? No end. And if I have to just water the seed? How much time does it take? 20 seconds. And that seed, that root will nurture the tree the whole day. Then I have to go back after 24 hours and water the tree. Morning 15-20 minutes of meditation and spiritual knowledge is the watering of the seed. If I nurture this, this will take care of the tree the whole day. Then I come back 24 hours later next morning and again nurture the seed. But if I don't take out time to nurture this, then my whole day is. But today we're saying, I don't have time for myself. Because we're so busy watering the whole tree. That's all that we learn here. Water the seed. Tree will automatically be healthy. Why do we get angry? Why do we get angry? And when do we get angry? Very good. When things are not the way I want them to be. When people are not the way I want them to be. How many of us get angry for these two reasons? Done. When situations and people are not the way I want them to be. Perfect. Now this is my programming. Now we are going to check the coding. Because once the coding is done, the output will always be the same. So I've entered it here. When people and situations are my way, happy. And when people and situations are not my way, then either irritated, either hurt, either angry, either upset, whatever. So it pops up on the screen. Is it possible that people and situations will be my way? Is it possible? Are we ready to be the way people want us to be? No. So why should people be the way we want them to be? How will people be? How will people be? The way they want to be. And they will be according to the sanskar they carry. So I need to check my coding. When it is not possible that people cannot be the way I want them to be, then why have I done this programming that I will be happy only when people are my way? Which means what needs to change? My coding needs to change, but I was spending my life trying to change them. So change the coding. When people and situations are my way, I'm happy. When people and situations are not my way, bolo, piche. When people and situations are not my way, People and situations my way, I'm happy. They need to do nothing for that. When people and situations are not my way, then I will be more happy. Aha. It's actually a choice, huh? It's really a choice. 4 days, 5 days, 10 days, little attention, and this will go into a loop. This will go into a loop. 10 to 20 days is all that it will take to make a habit. 10 to 20 days is all that it will take to create a habit. Once I've created the habit, it's going to go into automatic loop. Once I know something is not healthy for simple. Last weekend, like I told you, we had 1100 doctors here. I had brought a group of 50 from Delhi. And after coming back, we are on a WhatsApp group. And just this morning, one brother said, 15 days and still going strong. Yeah. Because they were not sure that this is going to sustain after going back. And it will not sustain by magic. It sustains by choice. It's not that you're coming here and that's it, magic, and after going back, no anger, nothing. No magic is happening. But once we understand and we know that it's not difficult, it's very simple, it's only my response to a situation. I was reacting a particular way, went into an automatic. Now for a few days, consciously responding. Because I am an angel. And if every office even has one angel, magic will start. Right? If every office has one angel, because habits are contagious. The world was not with everyone getting angry, it was one person who had created anger. 50 years back, going to a police station, going to a court was a social stigma. Say, I can't go to court, my family's never been to court, we will never do this, how can they be police? Divorce was a stigma. One person did it. Five copied. Today it is, together, okay, finished, normal. So it's one person who has to do it. That one angel at home, that one angel at work, and very soon you will be bringing a shift in the energy of where you are. Every time we create a thought, it's getting recorded here. Once I create anger, it's coming into verbal and in action, but it remains on my mind for very long. So the groove there, it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Habits are not getting formed only on the basis of what we speak and do. Habits are getting formed on the basis of what we think. A particular way of thinking is also a habit. How many of us feel we are in competition with people around us? Competition. Imagine entire life is a race. How would life become? How would life be if I believe that I am in the race? How would life be? How would life be? This has become our belief system. No, we are in a race. The race could be within the office, the race could be one with another one, but we are in a race. And race every day. How would life be? Tiring, chaotic, what else? Anxiety, stress, what else? Very important word still missing. Depression, no. Race. Fear. What else? No end. What else? Jealousy. And where these words are there, then peace, love, compassion, empathy, this list doesn't exist. these two families cannot live together. We have to choose one out of the two. And they're a whole family, they come together. You can't have few from this family and few from this family. It doesn't happen. Either this whole bunch comes together or this whole bunch comes together. If we had to take our car and drive down to Abu Road, okay, just visualize your car with your family driving to Abu Road. How would the drive be? How would the drive be? Beautiful, excellent weather, sitting with my family in my car, eating, listening, enjoying the drive. One thought, let's race. Just one thought, looking at another car, let's race. How would the rest of the drive be? Enjoyment will go away. What else? Scary. Good. What else? Fear of losing. We constantly live with fear. Definitely. What else? We will miss the enjoyment. What else? Hanji? Accident is also possible. What else? Suppose the other car has a flat tire. And you see the family stuck there in the middle of the road, trying to do something about it. And here you are coming. What do you plan to do? Since we are in the race, we will go ahead. And while going ahead, what will be the feeling inside? Visualize. Thank God that. So we will thank God for them falling into trouble. Yes, of course. Of course. If I think I am in a race, there's going to be immense amount of pleasure inside seeing the other person stuck there. Because their getting stuck means I go ahead. These are the reasons why we are not happy today. Human nature, the quality of every soul is sharing, caring. If it was not a race, what would we do? We would stop, we would help, we would support, and we would earn lots of blessings. If someone helps us, we give them blessings for a lifetime. So if we were earning blessings, we would be very happy. Because we would be earning very pure energy from everyone. And while sharing and caring, we would be creating our pure energy. So we will experience purity while creating it, while radiating it, and also while receiving it. But because of one thought, I am in a race. I suppressed my own purity because I thought I am in a race. And I actually created impurity by being happy looking at someone else in pain. If I am happy seeing someone else stuck in a problem, we should fear our own karmas then. We should fear our own karmas that I am being happy because someone else is in problem. So the energy that I create, the energy I radiate, and the energy I receive. I may get a promotion next year. I may get an incentive. I may do very well, but I will not be happy. Because of the energy that I created on the journey, because I thought I will be happy at the destination. And I wanted to reach the destination, come what may. There are a lot of things that money can buy today. But there are few things which money cannot buy. What are those few things which money cannot buy? Happiness? Money cannot buy happiness? Think? Money cannot buy happiness? Short-term happiness? What you think is happiness? Can money buy happiness? Don't we say, I'll be happy when I get this, when I buy this? Don't we use that word? No, we have to check. Will I be happy when I buy the new iPhone? For a few minutes? The temporary happiness is there, right? Huh? The list goes on and on. Then iPhone 6, then iPhone next, then iPad so and so, then Apple so and so. The list goes on. That's okay, the list goes on. Will I be happy when I buy that phone? Everyone pick up their phone. Haath mein. Chalo. No, no, we're not breaking the phone. You won't even get another one over here. Chalo. This is giving me happiness. Are? Are? This is giving me happiness? No, what is this giving me? We have to be very clear what all this is giving me and what all this is not giving me, so that I don't create any confusion going back on Monday. What all is this giving me? Connectivity. Hai na? Information. Beautiful. Connectivity, information, photographs. Time pass, yes. Time pass. That's okay. Never mind. But I should be very clear what it's giving me, no? Even if it's time pass, I'll say, okay, this gives me time pass. Beautiful. So time pass, communication, games, entertainment, information, photographs, songs, music, anything else? Helps me work, absolutely. I'm just waiting for happiness to come on the list. All these are happiness? Being able to answer your emails is happiness? No. This is neither a cause of happiness, this is neither a cause of stress. Nowadays people worry, such a stressful thing. Why do we call our phone a cause of stress? It's a beautiful thing that we have. It's made life easier, but minds is our choice. Today we've got used to saying this, jab se mobile phone aaya na bahut stress. Why? Jab se mobile phone aaya, life's become very simple. This makes life simple outside. But what we do with it inside is completely our choice. This can neither be the cause of stress, this can neither be the cause of happiness. Why? Because it has neither. It doesn't have emotions. How will it give it to me? I can use it and create the emotions that I want. This doesn't generate emotions. No? No? Check again. This doesn't generate emotions. Our mind is creating emotions, is fine. Then we'll see what to do with it. Does this create emotions? The day I bought it, I was the one who created the thought, achievement. I've bought what I wanted. This did not give me the happiness. I created that thought after having bought what I wanted. I could have created a nice thought even without buying it. The choice of the thought I create is not dependent on the stimulus. This is the stimulus. Stimulus is external. The stimulus could be an object. The stimulus could be a situation. The stimulus could be a person. Today we have conveniently kept our responsibility aside and say, I'm happy because of, I'm angry because of, I'm hurt because of. These are all the stimulus. Who's creating the thought? Who's creating the thought? Do you like jewelry? Right? Anyone here likes jewelry? Anyone here likes diamonds? Acha, khade ho jao. Kuch nahi ho raha. Haan. Chalo, ye khade ho gaye. Don't worry about whether maximum like or don't like. Don't worry about that. Just think for yourself, okay? So now, when you receive a new set of jewelry, you don't like? Nitu bhera betho na? I want someone who likes to stand up. Huh. But your number comes after her, huh? Huh. So what's your feeling when you get a new set of jewelry? You're excited. You're happy? Happy. Ab aap khade ho jao. What do you feel after it? You're happy? Hanji, you are? Normal means? Huh? Normal means? Fine. So which means that stimulus is creating excitement there, happiness there, and nothing here. For me, it would not even register because it's of no use to me. So who is the one who is creating all these emotions? If it was the stimulus which was creating, then the same stimulus will create the same amount of happiness in everybody. Yes or no? But we said, this diamond gave me the happiness, this phone gave me. Very clear. Why? Because if I keep saying I will be happy when I buy this, that means I've written my date. I will be happy when I buy this. And after I buy this, my colleagues gone and bought the next one. So I said, now I will be happy when? And yesterday we were talking about EMIs. Why are we living a life? Because we want to buy more and more and more. Because those huge hoardings put up in our city promise to us that when we buy that, then we will be happy. Because they put nice smiling faces with that. And then they'll show you a smiling face of a kid there. That when you buy your kid this, your baby will be like this. You say, I'll be happy when? No. I will be comfortable when? Comfortable physically and comfortable emotionally are two completely different things. And we have to be very clear when we buy things, why are we buying it? New dress gives us happiness? How many? Happy after buying a new dress? Okay. Yeah, feel good. Feel good factor. Now I wear my new dress and I go to work or I go to a party. I expect people. So I'm waiting for people to say that I've bought a beautiful dress. No one's saying anything. I am waiting. I am literally internally begging. What is wrong with you? Why are you not noticing that I have worn a new dress today? Yes, this is checking here. This is very subtle checking how our thoughts work and why we are not happy. If dress had to give me happiness, it had to give it the day I bought it. Full stop. Bought it. Even if that was the equation that the dress is going to give me happiness, I've already bought it. I'm already wearing it. Now why am I... And then you go, huh. And then she is not appreciating my dress, so I just look at her and I say, you're wearing a beautiful sari, even if I don't like it. Because I just want her to say that I am looking very nice in what I'm wearing. This is how we stand. And then she will say, yes, you're looking very nice. And then she will say, yes, beautiful dress. There's three people, four people. Fifth one comes up to me and says, beautiful. Why did you buy this color? It's not looking nice on you at all. State of mind? Dress is still there. My dress was supposed to give me the happiness. and here I go. It's not a simple thing, a dress, or it could be anything we do in life. Is it necessary that everyone's going to approve of my choices? Is it necessary that everyone will like the pink dress you are wearing? Be very sure. Is it okay if I come up to you and say, I don't like your dress? And you won't get hurt? Shouldn't is the word. And we won't, if we are very clear inside. But if we are not aware, we will, because we are in an automatic mode. If we are aware, we won't. But if we've gone into the automatic mode, then the minute someone says, I don't like what you're wearing, tuck. I don't like what you're doing, tuck. Because I thought everyone was supposed to appreciate and approve of my choices. Am I supposed to like her pink dress? Yes or no? Piche. Am I supposed to like her pink dress? Not necessary. Is it okay if I say that I don't like it? Or am I supposed to fake it and say you look very pretty? This is what makes it very interesting. Why should I say I don't like it? She said you could just keep quiet. No, matlab. Now when this is the energy we get from people, and this is the kind of society we have created, we have started lying to each other. Now, because this is the vibration I get from you, I don't like your blue dress. But you know, I'm going to come up to you and say, you're going looking so pretty. Have you ever done that to anybody? Not like what they're doing and yet say that it's very nice? Has anyone ever done that? Come, chalo, haath uthao. How many have done that? Thinking something else and saying something else. It was wonderful meeting you. We had such a great time. We should do this more often. And Andar, you call again. I'm not picking up your phone next time. You were so boring. Ever done that? Easiest way not to be happy in life. Disharmony. We're talking about harmony here. There can be no harmony here if there's no harmony here. Because over a period of time we created this kind of society which said, I will be happy only when you appreciate and approve of what I have done. Why should everyone like the pink dress? Who is supposed to like it? Who is supposed to like it? The one who chose it. Did she take me with her to buy it? Everyone's choice whose matters to you, take them with you to the market. The rest don't expect from them. Most important, if we try and live up to people's expectations, we will be changing like this. I can go up to insert, pink doesn't look good on you, yellow looks nice on you, she'll go and buy yellow. Someone else will say, yellow, nay, black, she'll buy black. What are we doing? Which color will I like? And it's not about color of dress, it's about what we do in life. What will I approve of? I will approve of that which is according to the sanskars which I carry. So I will say she's looking nice if I like pink color. And if I don't like pink color, then I will say this dress is not looking nice. This dress is not looking nice for me because I don't like pink color. But if you have to get affected by that, now coming back to people liking our photographs on Facebook. Why are people supposed to like everything we posted? Why? Why are people supposed to like what I have posted? if I make my happiness dependent on getting other people's appreciation and approval, happiness is going to be rare. Very rare, not even rare. Yes. If you are going to record something from here which is serene, quiet, peaceful, and you post it, somebody who doesn't match that personality is not going to like it, and it's absolutely fine. Angels do not stand like this. Appreciate me, respect me, love me, understand me, trust me. This is like this. Angels are supposed to be. That's the difference between a normal human being of Kali Yuga today and an angel. Angels are giving, radiating. Normal today is asking, begging, snatching. We literally snatch appreciation, forceful appreciation we will take. So next time we post something on Facebook, it's all sounding very funny right now, but when our state of mind gets affected by such small things, it's not possible to remain stable in a crisis. Health means the one who is stable always. That's emotional stability, that's health. The more I fluctuate, it means I'm not well. Now I have to see the magnitude of the situation when I fluctuate. Earlier I would fluctuate in a crisis. Then I became a little weaker. I started fluctuating if somebody said something or behaved in a particular way. Today we are fluctuating just because people did not like my Facebook status. Situations are getting smaller and reactions are getting bigger. Emotional strength. Now we are going the other way around. So we'll go step by step. Smaller situations. If we conserve energy in small situations, we will sail through a crisis with dignity. Because crisis comes once in a while. Small situations, daily. Anything done daily will become a habit. So if I remain stable in these little things which are happening during the day, remaining stable will become my habit, my sanskar. And then will come a big challenge and I will go too. Because stability has become my sanskar. If we are fluctuating very easily, it's gentle reminder, I'm becoming weak, and which means a slight change in weather, a slight stimulus and I fall ill. Sign of a weak mind, which is okay, never mind. If we are weak, it's okay. But now we are going to go towards health. Does the stimulus create the stress or the anger, or I create it? Always or once in a while? Sure. Never the other person is responsible? Piche? Never? Close your eyes. Bring the last scene when you reacted. The last time. The entire scene. The situation as it was, their behavior and my reaction. And now rewind the scene, playing your role a different way. Was there another option? Everything else will remain the same. Stimulus identical. Do I have an option to do it another way? Think, feel, speak, behave another way. Hanji, is there another option? Were you able to see yourself using another option? What was the other option? What did you see? What did you see at the back? Another way? How did you see yourself responding another way? Yeah, so what was that different? We have to be very clear. What was the other way? It's obviously going to be different, but what difference? You were with? Yeah, but what was that? What did you do? Hanji. Patience. What? Acceptance. What else? Forgiveness. Beautiful. What else? More polite. Yeah. Did not react, but did what? Assertive, polite, accepting, forgiving. The Hanji? Non? Order nikya, smooth. This option which we saw right now, closing our eyes, is it possible after going back on Tuesday? Hanji? How sweet. How to control who? Them or our mind? Done. Perfect. So here I am. I take my car out. Beginning of the day. Fresh start. I'm going to work. My state of mind is extremely important. And here people around me are not driving. The right way also, we can say, according to the rule book. So people are not being right. So what is the thoughts that your mind create at that time? Nana, don't control anything. What is the thought that the mind creates? They should drive the right way. Only one thought? Huh? How will they improve? Beautiful. No, that's okay. What else? Hanji? See, we have to check our thoughts and now we are going to change our thought. There's no such thing as controlling the mind. We cannot stop thinking. We can choose what to think. So now what happens if I'm not aware and it's gone into a automated mode? So every time someone's crossing the wrong lane, overtaking the wrong way, talking on the mobile, nowadays the kind of things we get to see. The other day what I saw was a boy on a motorcycle crossing a red signal talking on the phone. And I said, wow, he's done it all together. And not in a car, on a two-wheeler. I mean, to leave one hand on a two-wheeler, to talk on the phone, crossing a red signal. No helmet. I didn't even register that because the other things were... So you see, people are choosing to live their life their way. And as this Kali Yuga gets stronger, which means souls get weaker, we are going to see more and more scenes like this. Pick up every morning newspaper and see what the world is choosing to do. Whether it is on an individual level, on a political level, on a social level, on a family level, on a global level. Whoever thought it would be normal to murder your daughter just because she went and got married to somebody in your village or your caste. But people are choosing to do it. It is their choice, their karma. We are going to get to see a lot of other choices like this. If we can do something for them, be always there. But if we cannot, then save the world by not creating any stress about it. save the world. Because what happens, one person does something, 1 million people see that scene and think about it. So one person creates the stress by doing it, 1 million people create the stress by watching it and reading about it. And global consciousness, their stress. And then everybody absorbs it. Very good. And then talking about it. Brother, Tuesday morning, take out your car. So sweetly, I'm not going to give the answer. You're going to give the answer. No. You've taken out the car. There you are. Now you're seeing what you're seeing. What's going to be the thought to be created? No, come on, let's work on it. We have taken the agenda that I will not get stressed, right? So what should be my thought? 1 minute. He's going to do it, and while he does it, we will all be doing it in our situations. I've taken out my car. People around me are not driving the right way. It could be driving not the right way on the road. It could also be driving not the right way on the journey of my life. So if I cannot remain stable by seeing people not driving their cars the right way, how will I remain stable when I go to work and people are overtaking me the wrong way? People overtake even in the office, no? People can also puncture my tire to go ahead. Lots of things are going to happen. Hanji, so what's the thought? See, situation is not in my control. One, can you change their way of driving? I don't think so. You have. You have. No, it's not possible. How? Are you going to stop there and teach everyone the right way? No. So it's not I don't think so. It is I cannot. I cannot teach other people how to drive. So one, situation, any situation, not in my control. People, not in my control. Third, the only one where I have a choice. Thought, brother, we've not finished. What am I going to think? Actually, it's as simple as that. We are going to reach a stage with practice, very little practice. Within 4 days, we will reach a stage where we will not think at all about them. Because obviously we cannot look at them and create a thought, wow, what a beautiful way of driving. No, that's not true. So we can't say, wow, he's driving so well. But my contribution towards myself and to the world is to not create a single thought about them. And if you want to go one step higher than this, create a very beautiful thought and radiate it to them. Big chances it will reach there. Create a thought, Om Shanti brother, take care, your life is very precious, family is waiting at home. You know, like how all these beautiful slogans, they make a lot of sense. Even if you just read them once, it hits you here. So you can be that slogan board by only creating that thought every time for people. We have a choice. Either we can create that, or we can create what kind of people don't know how to drive, who gave them the license, there is so much corruption. And while doing all that, it's we who are not driving our life the right way. So acceptance of the situation means, it's for example these flowers. I feel they're not put the right way. Suppose that's my thinking. If I can do something about it, then I do it immediately. But if I can't do anything about it, then the best thing I can do for it is not think ill about it. Who's kept it like this? Did they not know this is not the right way to keep it? So many years they have been doing programs. They still haven't learned how to keep flowers. Every time they will keep doing like this for the rest of their life, they're going to keep it the wrong way. Now who's wrong? The flowers or... And then I create those thoughts looking at that, and another person creates and another, and very soon that's the vibration of where we are. So if we can do something externally for something or for someone, do it immediately. But if we can't, then the biggest contribution we can make is to first remain stable and then to create a very pure thought for them. Can't create a pure thought, then just no thought. It's there, I can do nothing about it. Hanji. Yeah. That's what I said. If we can do something about something, we should do it always. But even while doing it, first check here. What's the population of the world today? 700? Okay. Now just visualize 700 million minds. They're actually all joined together. That's what is the vibration of the world. And that total is called the universal mind. This universal mind is it's like a jigsaw puzzle. All the pieces put together of the 700 million minds. Okay? My mind is one of those minds. And whatever I create, please remember, whatever I create, I am contributing to that universal mind. It's like we all carry a glass of water and go and put it into an empty pond. Within a few days, that pond is going to be full of water. Full of what water? The water that everyone went and put into that pond. See how it's working. My contribution of the glass of water became a part of that pond, and then I'm going to drink from that pond. Every thought we create is a part of the universal mind. So we influence the universal mind. We also get influenced by the universal mind. Which means we put water into the pond and we also drink from that pond. If I want my pond to be full of pure, clean water, we want the world to be beautiful. Now what do we do? Each one of us, we can't change that pond, but we can take care of our glass of water. It's not a small thing, it's a very big thing, our contribution of that glass of water. Today, if we are seeing incidents of rape on the rise, and we think it's those few people who've done it, you know, why those few people are doing it? Whether it's rape, whether it's terror, whether it's violence, it's few people. We can count them, those people. But why are those few people getting influenced by this universal mind to do something like this? Because most of the minds of this universal mind are getting full of lust, terror and violence. When more than 700 crore minds are getting full of lust, everybody is putting a glass of lust into that universal mind, someone gets influenced so much that they go and do something like this, we are all responsible for it. Now if we want that it should stop, it should go away, it should never happen to anybody, then it's not only about blaming them, it's about purifying my mind. If we all had to purify our mind, then that universal mind would be full of purity. No one will get touched to do something like this. Violence, few people, but majority violent here. Majority, you know, most of the people who indulge in something like this regret later on. and they say, I don't know what happened to me that time. There have been people who have gone to the extent of saying, it was as if something overtook me that time. What overtook me? Like these vibrations are influencing you. Similarly, people also get influenced by the vibrations. And if I'm weak, then that influences so much that I would go and do something like this. We are all a part of all the crimes that are happening. And we could all be a part of creating a beautiful world if we start purifying our mind. So someone's not driving the right way, it's because that person is in extra stress, not hurry, stress. They just can't wait with patience behind one car. But why are they doing that? Because all of us are putting a glass of stress every day into that universal mind. And then when I see them doing that, I create more stress and put stress into that universal mind. Stress in the world will only increase. So our contribution to ourselves and to the world is when we see, read such incidents, watch such things happening, please take care of what we are putting into that pond. What are we putting? The kind of media we are watching today, the kind of hoardings that we are putting up today, the kind of thoughts, the kind of internet what we are watching today, it's here on the mind. Someone goes and does it. So it's our responsibility. So irrespective of whatever I see outside, I have to take care. The universal mind doesn't influence me. Let me influence the universal mind. So when I will remain calm, at ease, compassionate towards those who are doing it, we will be cleaning up that pond. And let's go back from here with the responsibility of cleaning up that pond rather than... And that pond could be the pond of the mind at home, the pond at work. Look at this pond here of Gyan Sarovar. It's the glass which everyone is putting daily. Tomorrow, if everyone here stops taking care of themselves and stops using, you know, peace and compassion, starts using anger, snapping at each other, come next month and you will have a different vibration here. It doesn't take time to change the vibration. Doesn't take time at all. The other day I was attending a healing workshop, and there was this person who had a machine which checked the energy of the body, you know, and they say that the energy is 7 energy centers which they call chakras. So he had a machine, this brother, and he would just walk up to the person with the machine, and if the machine was like this, so that's positive energy. Otherwise it would go like this. The poles would just go apart. So he called one participant on stage and he checked with the machine and he said, you have perfect chakras. And his aura was 10 feet. So he said, amazing. Much better than normal. You know what he told him to do? He said, close your eyes. Remember the last time you got angry. He said, oh, it was long back, because he had just come to Mount Abu for a conference. So he was taking care. He said, just go back to whenever you got angry. It took a minute. He closed his eyes for 1 minute. He got rewound that incident, thought of whatever he felt that time. After that, the aura was 3 feet and the poles went tick, tick, tick. 1 minute of remembering an incident of anger. That's the power of energy. He said, now close your eyes again. Now think of your Mount Abu experience and create a beautiful feeling. Change, energy change. It doesn't take years to transform. It's one thought we can be here, one thought we can be there. If we are weak, we will keep getting influenced by what is happening around us. Things around us may not be nice. Let us take up the responsibility of being nice and then making things nice. This world is Kali Yuga right now, we know it. Pain and sorrow and anxiety. God has declared, now it is going to shift to becoming Satyug. Paradigm shift in society has to happen. Cannot go on like this forever. It's on a decline. Till when? And how much? And what is going to happen after that? Morning, afternoon, evening, night. And then again morning. So Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug, Kalyug, and then Satyug. That's why we are here. That's why we are here. In Kalyug we are like this. In Satyug we are going to be like this, and we all are going to create that beautiful world by creating it here. By creating it here. Acceptance, stability, forgiveness, and we've started creating our Satyug. So when does Satyug start for us? When does Satyug start for us? It's already started. That's why we are angels. When a fixed number of people create Satyug here, society will shift and there will be Satyug here. The paradise, heaven, we talk about it. We are to create it. We want heaven, but we're creating hell every day. If we want heaven, then we have to create it. Create it. Competition is not for angels. What is the word for angels? Cooperation. Cooperation is the word for angels. Experiment. Care and share with others. Teach them everything that you know. And help others to go ahead. And what will happen to you? What will happen to you if you help others to go ahead? Help others to go ahead. Today, some people are not ready to even share one recipe. Yes, you tell them, beautiful, how did you cook this? Oh, kuch nahi, kuch nahi. Aise, aise. Huh? You know why? Because I am getting the appreciation for that recipe. If I share it with you and you start making it better than me, mera kya hoga? This deep fear, deep insecurity is making us like this. We are holding on to this. We are not growing. We are happy with just that one recipe which we are doing very well. Give it to everybody. Share it with everyone. When you share everything that you know with everyone, give everything with everyone, what are we going to earn? Blessings. When we earn blessings, we are going to perform more than our capacity. But if you hold on to everything that you know and don't share it with anyone, then we are only going to perform to our capacity. And no fear, jealousy, not being happy in the success of other people, we like this. But if we share, we care, we cooperate, we support, we will be light, we will be happy, we will earn blessings, and professionally it will take us more than what we could have done on our own. Blessings is very powerful energy. Blessings is very, very powerful, pure energy. You know, sometimes when negative energy hits us, it affects us. Right? Nowadays in world, we say, kisi ki nazar lagi. Negative energy. Someone's created a negative thought for me, it can influence me. If negative energy can influence me, blessings. Blessings also influence. So money can buy all these things, and happiness, health, love, respect, peace, this needs to be earned by earning blessings. If I am very, very happy, can I go and buy a Mercedes? I say, here, I have lot of happiness, please give me the Mercedes, can I buy it? No, I need it. Why would I not need it? If I'm happy, I don't need a car. I need a car to communicate, to commute. If I'm happy doesn't mean I don't need objects, achievements. You know, we think it's either this or this. It's actually both. We need gadgets, we need objects, we need people, we need entertainment for what they are meant to do. And here we need happiness, love, peace. We need both. If I have loads and loads of happiness, can I buy a new car with my happiness? No, because to buy a car I need money. It's just as simple as that. Happiness cannot buy a car cannot buy happiness. For car I need money, for happiness I need blessings. And for blessings I will need to think and do something for which I will earn blessings. So when you go to work on Tuesday, intention. Today my whole day will be in what I can think beautiful and do for people around me. So while I'm doing that, I will be radiating. People will love being in your energy field, because you will be carrying a perfume which is very pure. Our vibrations are the perfume we wear to work every day. And the perfume you choose is the fragrance that everyone will get. Choose carefully. If someone is jealous of me, I can feel it. I can feel it. But if someone's very caring towards me, I can feel it without them doing anything. Yes? Yes? Vibrations speak. Vibrations touch. Have you ever felt that someone's talking very nicely to you, but you're not comfortable in their company? Because they're different here and different here. Energy, pure, will be based on what we are here. So competition, we have to perform very well in reference to our capacity. If I have a Maruti and you're driving a Mercedes, should I be in a race? I'll never be happy. But I have to perform the best that a Maruti can drive. But if I try to go ahead of her, I'll ruin my Maruti. I'll ruin it. Because I tried to go ahead of her. If she is competing with me and she is just happy being ahead of her Maruti, then she's not using the potential of her Mercedes. So as long as I'm ahead of her, I'm first. Question. That's where that seed is sown, that your performance is not in reference to you, it is in reference to... If you've done better than them, you're good. If not, then not. As long as you're better than them, doesn't matter whether you've performed maximum to your capacity. And that's where some of us are not using our capacity and some of us are ruining our capacity. So the word competition is a cause of lot of pain and stress. Perform the best of your capacity. I was in a bank and they are supposed to be the number one in the country. They said, stress, stress, boss stress. I said, what is now your number one in the country now? What is the cause of stress? They said, we have to be number one next year. Even school children, the ones who come first nowadays are more stressed than the ones who are not doing well. So you're not even able to enjoy your coming first. So I just asked them, I said, what's the target for next year? They said, X something. I said, okay, hypothetically next year you achieve 2x. Smile on the face. I said, but you're not first in the country. honestly, I'm telling you, they were not sure whether they should be happy or not happy. And they were looking at each other. What are we supposed to feel if we have done better than what we decided, but we are not first? How should we feel, sister? We've done double than our target, but we are not first. This is about priority. If I have conditioned my happiness to being first, then happiness will become very stressful. It's going to be very difficult. No, this. I'll have to be first in the world, you know, because every day there will be someone who will be ahead of me, and I will only live in fear. I cannot enjoy life. So within the company, let's perform to the best of our capacity. Someone does better than us, be genuinely happy. That genuine happiness is going to increase soul power. Tomorrow you will perform very well. And with the other company, same. That's when we will be creating a very beautiful world. We do not only want to be rich, we want to be happy, healthy, and then rich. Happy, healthy, and then rich. Not rich and saying WHO says 1 in every 4 are going to have depression. What is the use of that richness? The other day we had a psychiatric conference. We had a child psychiatrist. I said, what age children come to you? He said, 1.5 to 20. I looked at him, I said, 1.5? He said, yes. They have not gone to school yet. Why? Emotional energy of the universal mind. Emotional energy of the family. And emotional energy of the soul who has carried that from their past birth. Your money will not go forward with you. What we understood this morning is, I am a soul, eternal, I don't die. I will change one costume, take the next. What can I take forward with me? Only my sanskars. Even my engineering doesn't go with me. Again, start from nursery. Imagine, again to start from nursery to study and to reach there. But sanskars go as it is. And that's why you'll see all children different sanskars. Some children are very peaceful, very loving, sharing, caring. Some children are very, I will not give my toy to anybody. Yes. Because that's how they were in the earlier costume. So our sanskars are going with us. It's a very deep investment. So angel now, which means angel ready-made next. Engineer now? No, start from nursery again. That's why we should pay little attention on the things which are eternal. We pay so much of attention on everything which is just going to finish. So while doing that, care is here. So ready, angels? Sure? Certain? Cooperation, sharing, caring. Make little effort to be happy when other people are successful. Very soon it will become a nature. The old habit might say, but why did I not? It's okay. Wait, don't cry. Counsel your mind. Teach it to be happy when other people have done well. Gradually it will learn. It was not taught that. We have to teach us. Very soon the sanskar will change. Come, sit back 2 minutes in silence and prepare. Angel. Where is Deepa Bin? Deepa Bin, come. Deepa Bin will share with us our reflective questions. So we will have 2 minutes meditation, and then she will take us through a small, very beautiful reflection exercise, which we will listen, absorb, and also make gentle notes on the questions. And then she will guide us how we are going to spend the next 1 hour. sit back comfortable. Body relaxed. Eye the being. Creator of every thought, feeling, word, behavior. I am the creator. I am the seed of the tree of my life. It's I. I, the energy, the consciousness. I, the soul. I am the seed. My every thought and feeling nurtures the tree of my life. My every thought influences my feeling, my health, my relationships, and the state of this world. My every thought contributes to the vibration of my home, my workplace, and to this world. I am a part of that universal mind. I am a divine being. My every thought, pure, giving to everyone. People will not always be the way I want them to be. They carry different sanskars. I will remain stable. I am a powerful being. Stable, irrespective of the stimulus. I am an angel. My peace, my purity, my love is healing energy for everyone around me. My energy field empowers people around me. Just by being who I am, I'm creating a beautiful world. I, the angel, the world is looking for angels, and I am one of them.